can sun shine upon you. All love surround you.
Hi, and welcome back to Our New Earth, a place to be inspired, seek knowledge, and find connection within yourself and the outworld. What a fantastic day it is today, and it's been really beautiful because there is such an amazing energy in the air at the moment, and everyone I speak to, I see that transformation is taking place in their lives. Many people are transforming within their work, within their careers, in their relationships, or even the things that they're interested in. So I wanted just to recognize the energy that is coming into the planet right now, which is the energy of transformation. And if you've been able to tune into anything to do with astrology or the full moon and the eclipse, which actually happened just last week, you would have learned about the fact that, yes, in fact, astrologically, the energy is shifting and there is a shift in energy within our own inner systems and the way that we view our reality. So congratulations for embracing that change. And if you have been finding it difficult, at least you can know that it's not just you, it is the world and it is every single person that's going through this change. And so you can trust and have faith that whatever you're going through, it's perfect for your journey right here, right now. And so what I'd like to do is just talk about change and talk about what that is and what that means to me. You see, we all live through cycles, whether that be seasonal cycles or emotional cycles, karmic cycles. Everything happens in cycles. And you may find through your life there are different things that occur emotionally or in certain situations and patterns with people or circumstances. And those cycles tend to repeat themselves. And at times, we may feel like, oh, this is happening again. Why doesn't this happen to other people? And the reason why specific cycles happen to you and not others is because it is something that's locked in your unconscious mind that's allowing these cycles to come up over and over again. And it's amazing when they are good cycles. So we start to manifest really amazing luck and really good health. And that happens in cycles as well. But when we start to manifest cycles that are not so fun to be in, they may be health problems, they may be problems in relationships or work and things like that. And these are the types of cycles that we want to break. And how do we break them if they keep repeating? Well, the first step is to really be aware that you are in a cycle and that you have seen this cycle before. Once you're able to recognize a cycle and a feeling and an emotion that you've felt once before, you're able to give your full awareness and your full attention to it. And once you've been able to do that, you're able to move into it and really get full understanding and clarity for what it is. And so, for example, say you're going through a cycle of having trouble with men or women in your life and your partner always cheats on you or never has respect for the things that you want to do. So as we use this situation, we could see that perhaps this may show up in someone's cycles, no matter what relationship they're in. And the moment we're able to step out of the victim mode is the moment that we recognize that we're actually attracting that through our own inner patterns and our own inner cycles. And so once we recognize that we are the creator of these cycles, we can actually go in and change them because we're no longer the victim. And so what I inspire you to do today is to look at what you're experiencing in life and write down the amazing things that are happening and the feelings that are happening in those cycles. And then if anything is coming up that's making you feel uncomfortable, take time to get real with it and see where it's coming from and just allow yourself to feel the love around it, the forgiveness within it, and just hold it really close to your heart so that it can transmute and turn into a greater level of personal power, of personal knowledge, so that you can move forward and really create the change that you deserve and the change that you wish for in your life. Okay, so it's a really quick show today, but that's just a little tip about change. May you continue to know the love within your heart, continue to feel and embrace all of those qualities of your true essence, and stand up for what you truly deserve in your life, and just know that the infinite power of God lives within you. May you have a beautiful day, and I will see you very soon. Bye for now. This is Jennifer signing off from Our New Earth.